That's right. Thank you so much. It's the Good Stuff with Kim and Mike. I got something about vitamin F coming up, but first, let's say a thank you to Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they have local, national, and international livestock industry news. They have livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and more. Tri-State Livestock News. You can also visit them online for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and of course, that's where you go to subscribe. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Here's a website for you, daysof76.com. Find out what's going on because it's the Days of 76, the 102nd annual event in Deadwood, South Dakota. PRCA Rodeo starting Wednesday night going through Saturday night in Deadwood, South Dakota. daysof76.com. You need to be there. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. Visit Valentine.com. Check out 50 things to do, 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots, lots of public land for hunting as well, and lots of great fishing. That's right. Check it out. Visit Valentine.com.
And let's talk a little bit about vitamin F. This is from Sue Warburton of Green Valley, Arizona, and she shared this with Jim a while back. Why do I have a variety of friends who are all different in character? Some of them can be considered marginal even. How do I get on with them all? I think that each one helps to bring out a different part of me. With one of them, I'm a polite, good girl. I joke with another friend. I sit down and talk about serious matters with one of them. With another, I giggle at every silly thing. I have my wine with one and dance with another. I listen to one's friend's problems and give her advice. Then I listen to another advising me. They are all like jigsaw puzzles. When completed, they form a treasure box, a treasure of friends. They are my friends who understand me better than myself, who support me through good days and bad. They're like colorful antidepressants that I take on different days. Real age doctors tell us that friends are good for our health. Dr. Oz calls them vitamin F. That's from the program Friends, and counts the benefits of friends to our well-being. Did you know research shows that people in strong social circles have less risk of depression and terminal strokes? If you take vitamin F constantly, you can be up to 30 years younger than your real age. The warmth of friendship stops stress, and even in your tensest moments, it decreases the chance of a cardiac arrest or a stroke by 50%. I am so happy that I have a stock of vitamin F. We should value our friends and keep in touch with them. We should try to see the funny side of things and laugh together, not forgetting to open our mouths big to swallow the floating vitamin F. So thank you all for being one of our vitamins.
The 68th Annual Home on the Range Champions Ride is coming up August 3rd in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. The Saddle Bronc Match at the Open A Angus Arena. Here's how to get there. Take Interstate 94, jump off at Exit 7. Concessions available. For more information, go to hotrnd.com. It's the Champions Ride at Sentinel Butte, North Dakota, coming up August the 3rd.
Well, I guess I must be kind of in a reminiscing mood, because here I found a piece by R.P. Smith that he actually wrote in 1993. I thought I'd share it with you. It's called Ranch Romance. Come away with me, my darling wife, and share my morning song. Come out with me, oh love of my life, for your presence I do long. Together we will taste the morning dew. Come and greet the coming dawn. My heart does beat only for your presence I do long. And we shall be linked together. My destiny you will control. For you see, my love, my pickup's stuck. Could you come and give me a pull?
RP's always got a twist at the end of those. A good friend down in central Nebraska around that Broken Bow area. R.P. Smith.
Here's something for everybody. Life isn't as serious as our minds make it out to be. Life is too short to always be taken so seriously. So try to lighten things up today. Cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Never let the things you want make you forget the things that you have. Take risks and be bold. At the end, we regret only the chances we did not take. And to wrap up those words of the wise, remember that no is a complete sentence. Learn to say no without having to explain yourself. And on a really funny side, what not to say to a police officer? Is it true that guys become cops because they can't work at McDonald's? I think those are fighting words.
That probably would be. Expect a ticket after that one.
Yes.
And folks, thanks for tuning in, spending a little bit of your day with us right here on The Good Stuff.